This podcast is brought to you by Most Valuable Podcasts, saving your day from boredom with the best podcasting entertainment.
Welcome, nerds. This is Mark Weber. Dub them ease. You are listening to A Graphic Conversation.
We're back.
Yep, we are back, and I am joined, as I always am, by the original man-child, Ricky Widmer.
What's up, guys? I like it, because now Johnny is a man-child as well.
He's I'm the original man-child. You're the original one here.
I like how we're getting nicknames now. I'm the OC, and he's the FC.
Yeah. Yeah, OG.
Well, no, the OM for man-child.
Yeah.
The OMC and the FMC. There you go.
There you go. anyways, you're listening to A Graphic Conversation, the bi-weekly podcast where we read, discuss, and review the best and hopefully not the worst in graphic novels.
Hopefully not Joe Matt.
I still have that. It's still at my house.
It's still falling apart in your
well,
house.
Well, it is sandwiched between other books. So, no, it's actually okay. You guys can, it's in some,
peep show.
It's in the zero season.
Mm-hmm. The prequels.
A Graphic Conversation, yeah. So, for this one, we read, discussed, and reviewed Wonder Woman, Spirit of Truth. You guys might not know about this. It is a kind of not traditional graphic novel in the sense of it's more of just one of those big giants, but by Paul Dini, art by Alex Ross. And what we do on this podcast is we'll have a spoiler-free section. We will talk about the book. We will talk about it without really ruining anything. We will then warn you. We will give you tons of warning when we get into the spoiler zone. And you are more than welcome to press pause there and read it to join with us. If you don't want to do that, that is okay. You can just be here for the conversation and enjoy that part of it.
I went to the spoiler zone. That's what I think every time you say spoiler zone.
Yeah, it does, I bet. anyways, so let's talk about some Spirit of Truth. First of all, let me give you guys a little bit of a description in case you're interested in reading this. Essentially what this is, it's a very internal monologue. So Wonder Woman is being sent to the world of mankind, and she is a diplomat in a way. She is here to kind of make everybody better, but she is confused about why when she tries to help, people don't want her help. And she kind of gets the... She's getting pushed back. She's getting a lot of pushback for her help. And she tries to ask herself why and figure out what the solution is. That's essentially what this book is. Of course, the most notable thing in this is really the art.
I loved it.
If you've read things like Mad Love, whatever it might be, you're familiar with this art style. You're familiar with this way of doing things, and it's very, very cool. But... Ricky, let me ask you a question that's very important to this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Who is this book for? Who should read this?
This book is for, I'm going to be honest, Wonder Woman lovers. And if you're huge into the character of Wonder Woman, you will love this. If you're not, you might not like the story. Like, it's going to be, if you love Wonder Woman and she's one of your favorite heroes, then this graphic novel is for you. You will love the story. Or I'll even throw this out there. If you are a woman, you might like this story a little bit more than your male counterpart. If you're like myself and Wonder Woman is not your favorite character, you might be sitting there going, oh, the story's all right, but man, that artwork was really good. Mm-hmm.
Artwork's awesome. If you like that, you're really going to love this. Wonder Woman fans, sure. I actually think this could potentially be a decent introduction into Wonder Woman for people who have no idea really about her. Just for the...
It makes you think. If you like to think,
it's a very soft intro to a character. I disagree about the woman part. I actually don't think very many women... I think a lot of women would have one major gripe with the plot. We'll get into it because I don't want to spoil it. There's a specific thing that I could easily see the gripe. I would agree with Wonder Woman fans for the most part. The story's not going to necessarily sell too many people on the character. So to keep it spoiler free for anything, is there any kind of first things you want to get into?
Well, I mean, the big thing to me, which this will be the most of the non-spoiler section because it doesn't spoil anything, but the biggest takeaway I have after reading this is the artwork. Alex Ross did a phenomenal job on this one, to where you're reading it, and usually when you read a graphic novel, you're looking and it's like more cartoonish style, or it looks realistic, but you're like, okay, it's still that kind of animated style, to where it's a comic book, they're fictional characters, but these, every single kind of pane of this graphic novel, it looks so realistic.
Yes.
To where it's kind of like a portrait, kind of like a painting, also kind of like you, Alex Ross tried to make this look almost like a picture, an exact picture. And like, you get to see actual real people. And part of that in me makes you connect to the person a little bit more, because you feel like it's an actual real person compared to just, oh, it's a cartoon character.
And something that's so interesting, I just read that Alex Ross was talking about the struggle of having this feminine character who's also very intimidating and having the very real look of that. The artwork is amazing, without a doubt, to the point that that's really the highlight of the book. You know, I definitely find it interesting that we get to see Wonder Woman in very modern modern situations, modern scenes, to where you see things and you're like, huh, that might be a reference to this moment in history or whatever it might be. So that's very cool. I don't know. I kind of got the feeling that this was a prequel, is really what it comes down to, that this was setting me up for something, and then I had to go out and do more on my own, if that makes sense. I definitely was left with a little bit of a hunger of, oh, that was it? It's short. I mean, what it comes down to, I was actually impressed that I read it as quickly as I did without realizing how quick it was going to go by.
And that's one of the nice things about it. Like, it's a quick read. And the reason why I say that's one of the quick things about it is, one of my huge negatives with it is the story, because there's no direct, like, there are obviously antagonists, like there are political leaders, there are terrorist groups, there are different evil organizations that, well, I'm not going to say organizations, that's even going too much. There are evil, just random people that Wonder Woman interacts with in the story. But there's no one antagonist where it's Wonder Woman against this villain.
We're not sitting there looking at Superman v. Lex Luthor.
Yeah, and it's not like you're sitting there Batman, Joker, and it's their story kind of playing out. This is very much about our protagonist, about Wonder Woman, and really what's going on in her head. Yep. And the thing that I look at is, this was a story where I'm a, like, maybe Paul Dini said, hey, you know what? All I want to do is I want to tell the origin story of Wonder Woman. But I want to tell the origin story of Wonder Woman where it actually forces the reader to think, forces the reader to kind of have feelings, have opinions on what Wonder Woman is going through. Because it's one of those kind of graphic novels where there's an internal struggle with Wonder Woman. She's not, everything she's trying to do isn't working, and she doesn't, A, doesn't understand why, because she's in a man's world, or as she says later, the human world. And two, she doesn't understand why, you know what, I'm trying to help you, why are you afraid of me?
Yeah, and I think you bring it up perfectly. You're asking at the beginning, or saying at the beginning, that there's not that main antagonist, but the antagonist is what's in her mind, essentially, or it's everything in general. She's having trouble figuring it out. And the reason why you're not going to have a main person is because she needs to go through that battle and figure it out on her own. And that's what it comes down to. I mean, it's a perfect kind of, you know, protagonist versus world scenario. So it's not long, so we kind of have to get into spoiler mode, because there's not too much else we can talk about without spoiling anything. So this is your warning. We're about to get one more thing.
The one thing I do want to say, and this is not spoilery, is at the beginning, the one thing I really did, like everything about the artwork, the one thing I really liked is the first few, I think it's the first actual page, is We have most of the tiles are in this. What this graphic novel uses is black and white, where it's a white with a tan for silhouettes of the actual people. But then at the end of the title, when it says Diana was now Wonder Woman, that's when we get the color where Wonder Woman is in yellow.
Yeah.
And then her in her costume is the only thing in color on that tile. That's something I really like to start it, because it's that kind of accent to be like Wonder Woman.
And that potentially counts as Ricky's classic. Is this really a spoiler moment of the podcast? Because they're usually in here. Anyways, here's your warning. Don't press pause just yet, but we are about to enter spoiler mode. So if you want to, you can go ahead and press the pause, read it. I mean, it's not long. It's hard to find. That's the only difficult thing. It is kind of hard to find. I'm going to honestly just suggest a library. Libraries will have this probably. It's a classic. So anyways, if you don't want to get spoiled, press pause, because we are now in spoiler mode. Here we are, Ricky. So I guess let's just get straight into some of her disputes. It's really hard to to kind of start talking about something, because you just have her against, you know, an Asian civil war, her against a Middle Eastern dictatorial government, her against, you know, you just have all these little
animal poachers.
Yeah, you just have these little moments villains. Of things. And it's kind of one of those hard to come out. So what I'm going to first start off with is just say, as much as I love the art here, I don't necessarily know that I love it in this scenario, because sometimes it is kind of difficult to follow what's going on, especially in a battle sequence. Like, the perfect one is, I'm pretty sure it was either the Civil War or it was the Middle Eastern time, where all these things are going on, and you have like all this different areas in the panel where this stuff is happening. You're just like, okay, there's just a lot of stuff.
And the thing that made it easier for us, and I don't know if this is exactly what you were talking about, but this is what I think of, is for us, we read it digitally. So we were able to see both pages kind of laid out as one.
Yeah.
And there's this one where it's kind of, they do it diagonally, where it's four separate panels, but it's like slash, there's one, slash, there's two, slash, there's three. And then the fourth one, and I just sat there and I was like, man, if I actually had a book in front of me, this seems like it wouldn't work.
Well, there's another one too where I don't remember exactly which one it was, and I don't have it pulled up, but it's got Wonder Woman's face in the middle. And then there's all these, like, here she's beating up that guy, here she's doing this, here she's doing that. There's an explosion, you know, things like that, where it's just kind of, it's
that
art.
Was early on. That was when she broke, like, the terrorist group had the hostages and she broke in, and it was her in the middle holding up one of the terrorists, and then everything else is like her blocking bullets, her chopping a gun in half, her throwing them across the room.
Which are cool things to look at, but it doesn't tell – it's not a good story. Yeah, exactly. You kind of want – and maybe I'm being a little lazy, but you kind of want to have your linear storytelling. And that's a very non-linear approach, which, yes, it doesn't necessarily matter in a battle to have the you know, the straight line – the chronological line here, but I still kind of want it. I want to be told that story. I kind of want it force-fed in a way.
And the thing that really threw me off is, I'll be honest, when we read these for a graphic conversation, I am much like one of the YouTubers that I like to watch for his Let's Plays is Markiplier. And the one thing he'll always say is when he plays a game, he likes to come in as blind as possible. Don't tell me about the story. Don't tell me any reviews. Don't tell me anything about it.
Yeah.
I want to come in blind. I treat these graphic novels the same way. Don't show me the review section until after I've read it. Don't tell me exactly what it's about, because I want to come in knowing as little to nothing as possible.
Get some surprises. You
surprises.
Know.
I can make my own assumptions about it. I can develop my own feelings. And the big thing in this, like, I'm like 75% of the way through, and I remember having the thought, it had to be like halfway to 75% through, and I'm having the thought, like, man, this is a pretty long prequel. Like, this is a pretty long prequel to the graphic novel. When are we getting to the graphic novel? And then I was like, oh,
This is it.
That was the graphic novel.
Well, I got confused because, like I said, we're reading digitally, and I'm scrolling down, and I'm at the end, and I'm like, okay, here's a, you know, here's a little thing about the authors. You know, here's the credits. You know, this is weird. Oh, where's the next page? You know, like when does the next chapter start? And it just felt very sudden, and that's why I had that kind of hunger for a little bit more, and why I think it kind of serves a little well to a like, hey, here's your very basic, bare bones introduction to the mind of Wonder Woman and why she is the way that she is. But the thing is, we need a next step in that case. And I know that when you really start to appreciate, you know, Paul Dini and everything that he was doing and what else he did, you know, Superman, Peace on Earth, Batman, War on Crime, Shazam, Power of Hope, you know, these are the kind of companion pieces to this story of saying, okay, I'm not telling you all these long stories. I'm not giving you everything. I'm just giving you this one brief moment. I'm giving you this thing where you can kind of sit down, tone into the mind of this hero, something that not everyone's going to do, and give you a different, deeper story, and let you kind of see a different shade. And when you appreciate it like that, I think you get a little bit more. And that's where you get the idea of it's a classic. It's a masterpiece. That's when people start using those words, when it's really saying it's not about this action-packed story. It's about getting in the mind of Wonder Woman or whatever it might be.
Well, and that's the thing I liked about it. And I liked how it made you think. Like, if you were going to come into this one and not think, you were going to get nothing out of it. Like I mentioned to you before we started, one of the big things, one of the big reviews that actually I agreed with, except for him calling it boring, but he basically said there was no story. And he boiled it down to Wonder Woman goes through an inner conflict with herself. You get to look at some nice paintings, the end.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's it.
That's essentially what it comes down to. Yeah. But I definitely think that it's tough because people naturally come into comic books and they want action. You know, they want pow, bam, boom, you know, all this good stuff.
Adam West Batman.
Yeah, right. That's exactly what I'm referencing. They want that. Mm-hmm. And I love stories where they don't do that. No, I didn't love this story. But I definitely think that there's value to it. There's kind of mainstream value to it in a way. It's one of those things where, honestly, I could see an English teacher bringing this into a classroom and letting people read it that way because it's very accessible, you know, and that's kind of the value to it. But I definitely do agree that it's pretty much like really enjoy this artwork. Fairly interesting story. Okay, doesn't leave you with too much else. Honestly, I'm sorry, Wonder Woman, Spirit of Truth, but it's a little forgettable. Is really what it comes down to me.
And the story is, there's nothing from this story that really gets me to go, man, remember that?
Yeah.
Like, we always come into these and it's like, man, remember that scene? Like, that was a cool part of it that I like to read. This whole thing together was the only thing I'm kind of taking away from it is, oh, she learned to live in a human world, but she understands the human world more than her mom does.
Yep. And I think that one important thing that we need to kind of bring up is the interaction between her and Clark Kent, Superman. That's probably the biggest thing here, and that's our biggest spoiler moment here. So she doesn't understand what's going on. She's trying to help all these people, but they're all scared of her. She's an outsider, but she doesn't get that.
She also looks weird. Normal people looks weird in her Amazonian warrior costume.
Exactly. And the big thing here is basically she's like, I just don't get it. I'm trying to help these people. When I talk to my mom, she doesn't get it either. She says, don't they understand that you're just trying to help them out? No, they don't. They don't. They have their own guides helping them out. They have their own mind that is helping them out. They don't want or need me. She goes to Clark Kent and is like, the fuck, dude? What is going on? And Superman basically just says, hey, I get it because I'm in the same spot. You're an outsider, just like I am. They don't trust you. They don't want your help.
Until they need your help.
Until they need you. They'll let you save them, and then they'll say, oh, you saved me from the car, but you threw it over there, and it ruined my fence. You ruined my fence, Wonder Woman. But, you know, that's when they want you. But anyways, he's saying if you get down on their level and you see the world as they do. And I love that line of the view looks beautiful and dramatic from up above. But when you get on your feet, you know, you're very focused on what's around you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very different. It's a different view down here on the ground. And that's the moment that really rings true for Wonder Woman. And that's when she goes there. She goes forward and she says, yeah, I need to understand it from them. And those were awesome moments.
Stop the assassination.
Yes. Where she is getting in there. She gets herself imprisoned in a prisoner camp.
Saved the hostages.
And it's just this really cool moment where she says, I just want to observe. Mm-hmm. I just want to see what the world is like down here. It reminds me of Invincible, which is a, you know, graphic novel we've read before on the show, and you guys should all read it.
Read it in season one.
Yep. And one of my favorite lines from there is, you know, I don't remember the exact line, but they're talking about how you're flying above people. Aren't people going to notice? No, people don't look up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of similar to what this is saying, is people aren't having the same view you are. They're very focused down here. You need to understand that. And that's really what changes things for Wonder Woman. She helps people out, and they still are kind of leery towards her.
Like when she saves the chick from getting run over from a tank, and she just kind of stares at her and runs off because she's so scared. She's just as scared as Wonder Woman as she was in the tank.
Yeah, yeah. You have, like, when she stops the assassination, but all these people are still kind of leery of her, of, like, that wasn't normal. The one gripe that I would – I mentioned this gripe. Women, I think, would have – and maybe women's not the right word to use, but a genuine feminist would have issues with the idea – and I get it because Wonder Woman and Batman – Wonder Woman and Superman are close, and they both are these outsiders. So I get it. I get why it happens. But I do think some people would have issues of woman is having issues, in comes the man to help her out, and now, oh, now all my problems are solved now that the man has helped me. I do think that would be a gripe that people would have.
I didn't even think about that. And the reason I didn't think about that is he wasn't holding her hand. It wasn't like a, here, let me hold your hand through things.
Yeah,
I saw it as... And maybe because I'm from the masculine side of it, I just saw it as two friends having dinner. And just like I would ask any friend for their advice, he gave his advice.
Yep.
Wonder Woman went, huh, good thing to think about. Let me try that out. And then she did, and it worked.
Yeah. I do think that it's a little hand-holdy because he's basically like, well, you're an outsider. Have you tried being like them? That's why I'm Clark Kent. She literally asks him, why are you in disguise? Why are you not funny? She says, why are you not in your costume?
Yeah.
But it reminds me of my mom. She'll call anything a costume. you put on a suit and she's like, oh, you're wearing a costume. Mm-hmm. It's a suit. But anyways, it is a little hand holding in that case. But I do completely understand that these are both outsiders. The only other outsider you really have is what? Martian Manhunter. And that would have thrown everybody for a loop in that case if he's in this. But, you know.
Well,
really,
he even does the same thing. He changes his form into looking like a human.
Exactly. One of the big thing here, though, of course, if you're going to complain about that, you're complaining about a systemic problem of what female hero is Wonder Woman really going to go talk to? In DC's world, try and think of one of your main ones. You don't have anybody. You have more Supergirl. In Marvel. Yeah, but Supergirl is kind of referenced. Superman kind of sort of maybe referenced her, but Supergirl's not very popular.
No, but that's the only one I can really think of.
Indeed,
maybe
Marvel,
Starfire, Raven.
No. And I mean, that's I'm not saying that to you. I'm just saying in general, that's the issue that DC has. Marvel would have an easier time of it because they have more well-known women.
They got Wasp. They got Captain Marvel. They've got Black Widow.
Yep.
They've got
You have more
the
popular
X-Men.
Ones. Yeah, very – a ton of X-Men females in that case. There's a lot of options. Elektra, you can throw in there because everybody loves Elektra.
Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones, only popular because of the show. but anyways, that's more of a systemic issue. I just wanted to bring up why I think that would be an issue for some people. Is there anything that we are missing right now?
I mean, the only thing that I think that I wanted to hit was... And I couldn't help but think about this only because we're reading this and you guys are watching or listening to it a week before the movie comes out.
Yeah.
And Wonder Woman will come out a week from this going up on May 25th.
Mm-hmm. And really quick, but to stop you, are you guys going to review it?
We will.
Rick and Johnny podcast, they will review it. I probably won't watch it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be honest. I probably won't watch Wonder Woman. I'm not really that excited about
it. And I'm at May 26th as you guys are listening to this. The review will come out June 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Will be when we come out with it because we'll record it on that Sunday like we usually do. But the thing I couldn't help but think was this Wonder Woman in this story compared to the Wonder Woman that I'm seeing in the trailers for the Wonder Woman movie.
Yeah.
I love Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman way more than this one. Mm-hmm. Because I kind of feel like there were hints of the story that I'm kind of seeing.
Yeah, I think you get
in
moments.
The trailer,
yeah,
with what happened here. But the thing that is vastly different, and from, I could be wrong when I go see the movie, but is vastly different, and this kind of goes back to what you were saying, the Wonder Woman in this story was kind of like, oh, I have a problem. I don't know how to fix it. Whereas mm-hmm. Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman, and this is why I loved it.
A little bit more badass.
Well, isn't like, she's not going to be like, oh, whoa, I have a problem. Mm. She's going to take the bull by the horns, and she's going to be the one to step up. There is like that scene where she's like, how do you move around with this? And she kicks her leg, rips the dress open a little bit,
yeah,
so she can move a little bit. And she's more of a, it looks like it's going to be a Wonder Woman that isn't going to take that back seat mm-hmm. to the male other protagonists.
Yeah.
Like this Wonder Woman kind of did to Superman.
I think that this book could potentially be an awesome Wonder Woman story.
Mm-hmm.
But it wouldn't be the Wonder Woman story that people want to see. I think it'd be a very cool story for her to come in there, kick ass, and people would be like, no. Very mm-hmm. similar to, which one was it? Was it Age of Ultron? Where everybody was, I know we're flipping mm-hmm. Companies here, but where everyone was like, yeah, we don't agree with what you guys are doing. No, Civil War. Where they're like, we don't agree with what you guys are doing. Mm-hmm. We don't want you guys around here. Batman v Superman was going mm-hmm. at it too. Not the greatest, but they were going at it.
Yeah.
I think you could get a really good story of Wonder Woman coming out there, kicking ass, being badass like we all want her, and people being like, we don't want you, get the fuck out. Mm-hmm. And having her kind of say, what can I do? Take the more down-to-earth approach, live with them, and go at it that way. I think that could be an interesting, compelling story on the screen
mm-hmm.
and would do more with what DC is just trying to do of throw some fucking action out there because it's working for Marvel and the movies not work.
I am pleased with what I'm seeing from the Wonder Woman trailers, and after reading this story,
mm-hmm.
I'm even more pleased with it because of the kind of image and the kind of strong character that we are getting portrayed by Gal Gadot.
Yeah. So let's get to our other favorite moment.
Okay.
Ricky, let's rate it. What are you giving it?
I am going to give it, let's give it 3 lasso of truths out of 5.
There you go.
And the reason why I'm giving it 3 lassos is because really the story to me really knocked it. And I mean, if I wasn't into superhero comics and I wasn't into DC, it would probably be a 2 out of 5.
Uh-huh.
But the big thing that the story did well was it made me think about things. But really what saved this graphic novel was the art. The mm-hmm. art was phenomenal. I can't knock it. It gets two lassos for the art, 1 lasso for the story for a 3 of 5.
Yeah. First of all, I'm going to get to my rating, but do you like Wonder Woman? Like, are you a fan of her?
I'm not for or against Wonder Woman, so it's not like, oh my God, I love Wonder Woman. Now, when it comes to Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman,
uh-huh.
that might change my opinion after seeing Wonder Woman. I may be like, you know, Wonder Woman never did it for me, but that movie yeah. and that version of Wonder Woman, that is my mm. favorite. But it's not like I hate Wonder Woman. She's just kind of there.
I just never really cared that much about Wonder Woman. I just don't find her particularly that great. I mean, she's kind of this counter to Superman without being Supergirl. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I don't know. I mean, my favorite Wonder Woman moment is Mallrats, where they talk about how she's only her super womb could mm-hmm. hold that Kryptonian seed. And go watch Mallrats if for some dumb reason you've never seen the movie. Go watch it. But, yeah, I mean, I always just fall back on she is a classic BDSM trope. I mean, that's all she is. That's all her. That's all that, you know, William Martson, that's what he was. I mean, he's a psychologist, so very interested in that type of stuff. He was convinced that women were more truthful than men by nature. That's why she's got this lasso of truth that she uses on men to get them to tell the truth. And it is this dominatrix, strong woman, stronger than all these men that just take advantage of it. I find that more fascinating than I find actual Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, no one's going to dive into that. If anything, people shy away from it as much as possible and water down this character. So there's your, if you didn't know that, there's your fun history lesson of the day. Anyways, for this one, all that was getting really to my fact of I am very wishy-washy average on Wonder Woman 2, and that's why I give this the most solid average score of a 2.5, because I'm very much like, yeah, sure, it was fine. Well, and I'm going to probably forget about it.
And that was it. But the story. The story wasn't as strong as I would have liked.
Yeah.
And that was its big knock of, yes, the story got you to think about things. It was a different view at the origin story of Wonder Woman.
Yep.
But there wasn't enough meaningful action to make me care about the story.
And I didn't even get, as much as I love the art, I didn't even get to my major gripe. I cannot stand this in graphic novels and comics. Give me a fucking bubble. Do not put the text
just right on the art. Right on the panel.
It doesn't work. It never looks right. It looks good. Don't get me wrong. It looks nice, but it doesn't look right. And you have those moments where, like, you'll have black lettering that are getting on gray, and you're like, "Yeah, now this is a pain to read."
This one was kind of hard to read in that sense, especially with how we were reading it digitally and didn't have the actual book in our hands.
It just becomes a pain. I don't like it. Just do it. As much as it looks nice, it's nice to look at. It's not convenient.
Nice to read.
It's not convenient. You guys can let us know what you think down below in the comment section. You know, what is our, you know, our scores wrong? Did Ricky fuck this up? Probably is the answer. And of course, you guys can also let us know what you think that we should read, even though, you know, we have a very good staple of comics that we're going to read, of graphic novels for you guys. But the big thing that we want to know is, what about next time? What else do you guys want us to read? And what are some of your favorite? And of course, what is going to be your personal opinion on Wonder Woman and the, of course, story movie that is coming up. But coming up pretty soon, we're going to read something very interesting for you guys, and we're both very excited about
this. Love it. Can't wait.
We're going to be reading Fables next. And some of you guys may have heard of Fables because of The Wolf Among Us.
We should have played some of it.
We did. You guys can check that out way ago. Maybe like 2 years ago. You guys can read that. But you might also, because of, what is it, Once Upon a Time, is that what that TV show is? That kind of references Fables as well. Just to give you guys a quick little description of the series as a whole, that the series is dealing with various people from fairy tales and folklore and referring to them as fables. They have been forced out of their homelands by the adversary who has conquered the realm, and now they are traveling to our world and living in New York City in a place called Fable Town, and this is just how they have to deal with this world and adjusting to our lives. Very excited here on The Graphic Conversation. We're glad to be back, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Share it, like it, subscribe, you know, check out the Rick and Johnny podcast because they're also talking about the same stuff. If you're into sports, check out any of our other stuff. We got a lot of sports content available for you guys. But we'll see you in 2 weeks when we read Fables.
Thank you for listening to this MVP podcast. Follow us on Twitter @MostValuablePod for more great podcasts.